You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. There are new reports today that the Trump administration is looking to change the way the Department of Justice polices discrimination at colleges and universities. According to an internal document obtained by our partner, The New York Times, the department is set to shift its priorities away from enforcing anti-discrimination laws on behalf of minorities. Instead, DOJ is preparing to use its civil rights division to go after cases where white college applicants say they've been discriminated against. The Supreme Court has ruled that race can be used as one factor among many in a holistic admissions process, but there are pending cases that the DOJ could now get involved in. For more, we turn to Tomiko Brown-Nagin. She's a professor of constitutional law at Harvard Law School. Professor, welcome.
Hi, Todd.
What was your reaction to the reports of this change in priorities at the Civil Rights Division at the DOJ?
Yes, well, it's not at all surprising that the Trump administration would pursue this course. For decades, affirmative action has been both a legal issue and a political wedge issue. It is controversial, it is easy to mischaracterize, and it riles people up. So opposing affirmative action may turn out to be legally dubious in the long run, but it's definitely a political winner for Trump.
So you see this as good politics filtered through the Civil Rights Division by political appointees, giving some headlines in ways that Trump supporters will appreciate.
That's right. For those in his base who resent non-whites, people who are inclined to believe that affirmative action is a zero-sum game that benefits racial minorities at the expense of whites. After all, this president is embattled. His approval ratings are historically low. His administration has lost in a number of arenas on health care, largely lost in the courts on the Muslim ban. It's lost personnel at an alarming rate. So, you know, I'll repeat, it may be legally dubious in the long run. I don't know that that's true, but it may be. But politically, it seems like it's a winner.
So, Professor Brown-Nagin, let's get into some of the legal issues at stake here. The Supreme Court, as I said, has said in its rulings, it's rejected race-based quotas, but it's upheld race as one factor in an evaluation of students for college admission. Where's the legal room here for the DOJ if they want to start suing and going after colleges and universities for discrimination against white people?
Right. So in 2006, the court, by a 4-3 vote, sustained an affirmative action plan used by the University of Texas, a move that surprised many commentators. Kennedy was the decisive vote and wrote in a majority opinion that affirmed the constitutionality of these plans to ensure diverse student bodies. But at the same time, and here's the wiggle room for this Department of Justice, it held that federal courts should vigorously interrogate or strictly scrutinize, to use the legal parlance, whether affirmative action plans are in fact necessary to achieve diversity and narrowly drawn for that purpose. So courts can, and DOJ has tremendous authority to review what universities are actually doing.
So that says, though, that diversity is still the goal. And does that mean that the Civil Rights Division would have to go after a university to say what you're doing doesn't promote diversity? Or if it's keeping qualified white people out, that that's against diversity?
Well, I think what the DOJ has to do is focus on the second part of the formulation. That is, that there's no good reason to believe, given the current makeup of the court, that there would be a reassessment of diversity as a compelling governmental interest. The wiggle room, as I say, is on the other end of the spectrum, where courts and DOJ could review universities' programs to see if they're narrowly drawn. So if they are as burdensome or the least burdensome as possible to white students or to other students who are not beneficiaries of the program.
How much of this is really new? The Department of Justice under the George W. Bush administration de-emphasized civil rights enforcement of admissions discrimination against minorities. They didn't do away with it, but they did de-emphasize it. Is this new move from the Trump administration's Department of Justice in some ways standard Republican fare, or is it something more?
So that's an interesting question. I do think that it's consistent with what a lot of Republican administrations have done. However, it is occurring in a different context. First of all, as I understand from the reporting, these are political appointees who are going to be reviewing these programs. And moreover, I think the political context is quite combustible. If you think about where we are in this country in terms of racial climate, it is quite combustible, a combustible mix for, on the one hand, many racial minority students on campus feeling like they're under threat. And on the other hand, you have conservatives who think that liberals are trying to shut down debate over issues like the immigration ban, sexual assault, affirmative action. So the Trump administration is really taking a stand in a way that plays to its political base, but in a context that is, I think, worse than we have seen in many, many decades in terms of race relations.
So in the end, before we let you go, Professor, from a legal perspective, what are you looking for in terms of how much change the Civil Rights Division under the Trump administration can bring to the face of affirmative action at colleges?
Right. Well, what it has the authority to do is to, you know, pick and choose colleges at will whose policies to review. So it has a tremendous authority to shake things up, to chill the environment in which these policies are pursued. On the other hand, it's overkill in that there already are cases pending against a number of universities, Harvard included, where the DOJ can assert a position, throwing the weight of the federal government behind organizations that already are opposing affirmative action and have been litigating these cases for some time.
Professor Tomiko Brown-Nagin of Harvard University Law School, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.